Hoffa. That day a substitute appeared in history, a stranger reading the roll and stumbling over unfamiliar surnames full of aspirants and strange combinations of diphthongs. It was mid-century Detroit, and we were a mixed bunch. I remember her coming to a boy's name, an unhealthy gleam of almost prurient curiosity. Hoffa, she pounced, are you the son? Aloud and loud. Every child and teacher in Cooley High School knew this boy was the son of the famous name, which shrilled in bold type in our nightly newspapers. Miss K of the Polish name with many consonants, our real teacher, would not have made the boy talk about it. We were in the 11th grade. What did we know of adults' intrusive probing in an open wound? We were only beginning to learn of adult agendas. We were not quite blanks, but still growing faces we would become. The boy just said, yes. The kids leaned in, held their collective breath, embarrassed for the boy. Well, what does your father think about the newspapers? She pressed, an itching in her voice. And is he guilty? We were in the 11th grade for such a short time. We were just learning the meaning of the word grace. We were beginning to grow language in abstraction, like chin hairs and new breasts, though most of us could not yet have used grace in connection with a kid in our class. But the boy found it in his answer. He said it was not part of history yet, so beyond the realm of this class. Smart kid. I told the story at home. My father just rattled his paper. I don't believe what they say, my mother finally said. They've been through his life with a fine-tooth comb and can find no murder to pin on him, nothing to prove. When that father did go to prison, it was not for murder, but tax evasion. My mother would say they could prove nothing worse. And, my father continued, he's never been unfaithful to Josephine, the wife. My mother would care about that. That ought to count for something. It was Detroit. Snow fell, ice-ringed bare tree branches in winter. Political dynasties fell and rose. Labor unions gained strength, then lost it. Winter and summer, in Midwest contrast, continued. History is the water we drink from the shallow footsteps of memory. Years later, in Alaska, where we got few newspapers, we got the one that said that father had disappeared, presumed murdered. I closed my eyes for grief, my high school friend, his sister, and Josephine. The story goes on, as they all do, for those left. For years, the father's disappearance became a national joke on talk shows and comics routines, and still is. Cement shoe jokes common in Detroit, New York, Chicago. Funny to some. I've seen the son on national television here and there over the years. James the son, graying, as I am, looking more and more like Jimmy the father, now matured into the dignity he found first in the 11th grade.